Hi, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break Monday morning. And you are off to a good start this week because you are tuning in to the Coffee Break this morning. This morning's devotion, we continue in James chapter 4. We're going to look at verses 7 through 9. Okay, so let's go ahead and kick off. Let's get those things rolling. And here we go. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinner, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. All right. These are fun verses, actually. In these verses, we see a whole series of commands. All right. So if we follow these commands, it's going to lead us to harmony with God. It's going to lead us to a sense of holiness. So three things in these three verses James is calling for. Number one, commitment. Number two, cleansing. And number three, contrition. All right. So let's take a look. Verse 7, like a magnet, the call for commitment has both a positive side and a negative side. Submit, he is saying. To whom? To God. And resist the devil. So, if we submit to God, we are doing the things that God wants us to do. We're doing his will. But at the same time, we have to resist the devil. We can't do both. In other words, we can't submit to God and submit to the devil at the same time. We have to pick our master. And just like in the verses that we read on Friday, submit is a military term. In other words, to be subordinate to God, all right, to render obedience. And the word resist means take a stand against. Who? Take a stand against the devil, and he will flee from you. Verse 8, on the other hand, draw near to God, and he will come near as a response to that. So what happens when we get close to God? This is one thing that it's always been on my mind. The closer that we get to God, the more dirt that we can see in our own lives. And the closer that we get to God, the more that we want to change things in our lives, because as we get closer to the light, we can see the impurities better and better. So here in verse 8, as we get close to God, we see that we need his cleansing. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. So wash and purify really relate to the ceremonial cleansing of that time. So that's something that the Jewish priests would speak so eloquently about, especially to the converts. So we need cleansing, just as James said, you sinners, you know, something needs to change here. You double-minded, something needs to change here. And then verse 9, this is interesting. Grieve, mourn, and wail, another translation puts it. All right, this is advice from James. So exchange the mourning for gloom. Okay, a contrite spirit of confession is essential for God's cleaning here. So in other words, we need to be completely committed to him, understanding that as we get close to him and do the things he wants us to do, we see that we are dirty people, okay? That we need to be cleansed, that we need to make sure that we are in the right standing and in the will of God, okay? So always remember that. It's like, you know, the closer you get to the light, like whenever you look at yourself in the mirror in the morning, what are you doing? You're making sure that you got everything off in the shower, right? And that's where we are. So the closer that we get to the light, and those mirrors typically have a lot of lights around them, don't they? Then we want to make sure that we are spotless, okay, without blemish. So think on these things today, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Hope you have a great day.